classic hits for the Seacoast, 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
Thanks, X-Man. All right, the weather forecast is the most important because it's going to be beautiful today. My goodness me. Gorgeous day. Temps in the 70s, just like yesterday. There might be some showers on Saturday, but man, oh man, we're in a good stretch. I love it. Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank. There was a crash in East Kingston. What's going on, Dan?
Sarah, state police are investigating a Wednesday afternoon crash on South Road in East Kingston. A Jeep Patriot driven by Aaron Baker of Southampton headed south, crossed the center line, and hit a parked truck. Baker was taken via medical helicopter to a hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Troopers did not say what caused Baker to lose control of her Jeep. Witnesses to the crash are asked to contact state police. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Well, the Celtics won last night at the Garden despite Jason Tatum not playing because of that wrist injury. They're now up 2-0 in the playoff series against the Magic. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Orlando. Game time, 7 o'clock. And the Patriots, it's a big day today. The draft starts tonight. Oh, my goodness. We've got our snacks all in place. My husband and I'm not going to stay up for it, probably. It's going to start at 8, then I'll have to wait until the 4th pick because the team didn't even stink enough to lose at the end of the season so that we could get first pick and I could go to bed. But anyway, best place to watch all that excitement, if it's not my house, then it's at the Brook in Seabrook. Check it out. Coming up, Stevie Nicks tickets and $10,000 up for grabs. You know how we're giving you $1,000 usually? Well, it's $10,000 Thursday. Here are the details on that. Cannot get used to the fact that Daryl Hall isn't touring with John Oates anymore. It's just kind of weird. However, he is touring with Glenn Tilbrook, who we love, the singer from Squeeze, this summer in Lowell. And if you're afraid that Daryl's not going to play Hall & Oates songs that we know and love, that's not the case. He owns these songs, so be prepared to sing your heart out to all of your favorites. My personal favorite, Sarah Smile, coming up next. Of course, all of the favorites. Like, I can't go for that. They're all going to be there in Lowell. And the date of that show is, let me see. Hang on. I just had it right in front of me. Daryl Hall, Tuesday, July 15th. So also coming to Lowell, I thought this was really cool. If you've ever wanted to spin the actual wheel on the Wheel of Fortune, you know, stage, outside of the studio, there's only one way to do that. Wheel of Fortune live. The all-new stage show. It's going to be the only way, yeah, that you can have a chance to spin it's a replica of the wheel and win prizes outside of the Sony Pictures Studios, which I think is pretty cool. The contestants are going to be selected from the audience to go up on stage and step into the game and the show itself. They're going to have a chance to spin the wheel, solve puzzles. It just sounds like a blast. I don't have tickets to give away for you right now. I'm just telling you about the show because I saw it, and I thought you might want to know about it. Sunday, September 28th is the date of that show, and we're going to have all the information right there on the Shark app or shark1053.com. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, the king of the 80s. You might think I'm going to say Weird Al. Nope, Pee-wee Herman. There is a documentary coming up about his life on HBO, and I've got the trailer, part of the trailer, dropped yesterday. More on that on the way. On the Shark, I saw it too. It says, all right, let's get going here. It's time to get up. It's classic hits for the Seacoast, 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. One thing you don't know about me, we've been together for a long time, you and me. I love you and you love me. And, you know, when we get to this stage, we think we know, you know, everything about each other, right? Well, you maybe didn't know that one of my heroes in the 80s, oh, I'm almost sad to tell you, was Pee-wee Herman. I just loved him. I loved the fact that he was just putting himself right out there, him in his short pants and, you know, he wore lipstick and I thought that was funny as heck. But anyway, there is a trailer that came out yesterday. It's a two-part documentary about Paul Rubens, also known as Pee-wee Herman. And here's part of the trailer. Check it out.
Guess what? I'm having a party, and you're invited.
I wanted to be a performance artist. Out of nowhere, Pee-wee Herman popped out of me. The audience ate it up and went crazy. there wasn't like a moment in the 80s that wasn't super cool to be me. And then dark music. Bum, 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 bum. I lost control of my anonymity and it was devastating. I don't want to come off like a victim in some way. I kept who I was a secret for a really long time. I hid behind an alter ego.
Today's secret word is fun!
Death is just so final. To be able to get your message in at the last minute is incredible.
Aw, Pee-wee. Pee-wee as himself premieres on HBO on May 23rd. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, right at the top of the hour, we're going to give you everything that you need to know to start your day. Celtics won. I'll give you that. Also at 8:30, your chance to win $10,000 today. Not $1,000. We're kicking it up to 10. Your first code comes up at 8:30 on the Shark. To have you here with me, friend, here are three things that you need to know. First and foremost, the weather forecast for today, it's going to be gorgeous. I tell you, just gorgeous. Clutch the pearl. Beautiful. Temps in the 70s. It's going to remain that way until Saturday. Then there's a chance of showers on Saturday, but you know, whatever. We get today. Live for today, my friend, because, you know, every day is a gift. There's my preach for today. The Celtics won last night at the Garden, despite Jason Tatum not playing because of that wrist injury that he had. The Celts are now up 2-0 in the playoff series against the Orlando Magic. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Orlando. 7 p.m. is the kickoff. Yeah, we're having that tonight too, kind of. The Patriots have the fourth pick tonight. The NFL draft begins at 8:00. The best place to watch all that excitement is the Brook, in my opinion, but you do you. Hey, according to a new poll, this is the third thing you need to know for the day. People change the way they speak or act depending on who they're talking to. 33% of us say that shifting the way that we speak to someone is mostly a good thing. However, 28% say, no, it's totally fake. I don't know about that.
You're a phony. Hey, this guy's a great big phony.
Let me just say this. If you don't think that you change the way that you speak, depending on who you're talking to, your pants are currently on fire. Hey, coming up in 15 minutes from now, we're giving away Stevie Nicks tickets. She's coming to the Garden. All you have to do is answer three questions about Stevie Nicks. They're going to be easy. I'll help you. Who's your buddy? Who's your pal? And who wants you to win? That's coming up in 15 minutes from now on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. I don't know if you heard this yesterday, but going viral, there was a video of a woman who said, really? Has it come to this? You know those security things that sometimes are on certain items at the store? People steal them. Like, they're usually on electronics, you know? But this story that went viral, in this particular Walmart, the security things were on packages of meat. And I thought, no way. So I had to get to the bottom of it. So I called the Walmart in Somersworth.
How can I help you?
Oh, hey. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from the Shark in Dover. How are you?
I'm fine.
Can I ask you a question? It doesn't have anything to do with the bakery, but sure. I just came across a story here at the radio station about Walmart locking up meat in the meat section. Are you guys doing that at the Walmart in Somersworth?
Locking meat up?
Yeah. You know how they have those tags on, like, the electronics in case you steal it? Well, apparently, they're doing the same thing for meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a new one on me. I've never heard of that one.
All right. So you haven't seen it in the store?
I haven't seen or heard of anything like that in this store.
Okay, good. Because I go there a lot, and I know that, you know, to get to the bakery, there's, you know, if you're coming from the back, you got to go by the meat department. So I thought you might notice it. So, yeah.
Right. No, I'm standing right here looking down at the meat wall.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen anything like that here before.
All right, good. What's your name?
Cindy.
All right, well, thank you, Cindy. She was very helpful, so not at this particular Walmart, which is, that's a good thing. Glad we're not locking up our meat yet. That's what she said. Listen, I need caller five right now to win these Stevie Nicks tickets, and I'm not just going to give them to you. You got to answer three questions about Stevie Nicks, and I promise you, I'll help you. They're going to be easy, well, you know, within reason. If you don't know what you're winning, maybe that will be the, you know, the deal breaker. But basically, caller five, 603-743-1053 wins the tickets if you answer the questions. Good luck. Only Stevie Nicks on Classic Hits for the Seacoast. 1021 and 1053, The Shark. All right, we're giving away a pair of tickets to go see her at the Garden in Boston. Danielle from York is on the phone. Are you ready, Danielle?
I'm ready.
Are you nervous?
I am very nervous.
Danielle, it's just me. It's just your buddy, Sarah. Where are you calling from?
York, Maine.
York. Okay, are you a Stevie Nicks fan?
I am.
Here are your three questions, Danielle. Answer these questions. You win the tickets to go see Stevie Nicks at the Garden. Okay, here we go. Stevie Nicks sang in a very successful band. Their album Rumors is one of the best-selling of all time. Name that band.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Danielle. Look at you. You're on a roll, kid. You're on a roll. Okay, your second question. Remember the game that we're playing, Danielle. Name this artist. She was the very first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. Once as a member of Fleetwood Mac and again as a solo artist. Who am I talking about?
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Was that too easy, you think? I don't know.
It was super hard. It was super hard.
Now, is this true or false? The song, Don't Come Around Here No More, by Tom Petty, is based on a quote being the kiss-off that Stevie Nicks once said to Joe Walsh when they broke up. Is that true or false?
True.
Hey, Danielle! Good job, sister. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You're so welcome. Stevie Nicks. She's going to be at the Boston Garden. And if Danielle took your tickets, don't worry about it. You can also win a pair of tickets to go see Stevie at the Garden right there at shark1053.com or on the Shark app. Danielle, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. You just made my day.
Those were great, weren't they? Shouldn't be nervous. It's your buddy. It's your pal. I'll help you. Coming up later on, speaking of concert tickets, One Night of Queen at the casino. We got those tickets coming up in about an hour from now. Also, 8:30, your very first cash code. We're kicking it up to $10,000 today. More details on that right here. Who are the teams that are playing tonight?
This is our last quarterfinal matchup, so second round matchup. Pitts, the team from Bedford High School, against the team from Profile High School. So we got a big southern school against a small northern school. It's a great matchup. This is what we call our three strikes and you're out round. So we go down the line player by player. So sometimes you get a question you know and sometimes you don't. And on the show, if you don't know it, you can pass to your teammate. Each team has three passes.
I don't want you to make it easy for me. That's not life, John, you know?
Well, life... I'm not making it easy. I'm pulling these directly from the show.
Okay. All right, my friend. My palms are sweating, as they usually are at about this time every week. Give me my first question.
So here we go. Superman is said to be stronger than a locomotive and faster than one of these.
Speeding bullet.
Speeding bullet is correct.
Woohoo!
All right. Second question. In the 1994 movie Speed, Sandra Bullock plays bus driver Annie Porter, who must keep the speed of the bus over this speed.
Oh, God.
It's a deep cut, I know.
I don't know. I'm going to take a shot. 60 miles per hour?
Ooh, that's a good guess. It's 50 miles per hour.
Okay. You know, but if I were making the movie, I would have had it 55, but you know.
You know? But that's okay because here's why. Because here's our third and final question, Sarah. Singer Sammy Hagar had a hit with the song I Can't Drive 55.
Correct.
Hagar replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer for this band that included brothers Eddie and Alex.
No, I'm not. You know what, John? I'm not even answering that. I am not even answering that.
It's too much of a layup.
It is too much of a layup. Nothing but air there. It is Van Halen, of course.
Sure is. Of course it is.
We got to tune in to find out if the kids actually got that question, because if they did, that leads more credibility to them as young humans.
You know what? I could not agree more. And every time that our producer and question writer, Susan Adams, pulls one of these sort of like classic questions, or, you know, like 1980s culture questions, and the kids get it, I there's a little part of me that like beams on the inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I feel you, John. I feel you. All right. John Cannon, ladies and gentlemen, host of New Hampshire Granite State Challenge. It is on tonight at 8:30 on NHPBS. John, it has been my pleasure, and we'll do it again next week. Yeah.
We're going to do it again next week, Sarah. I'm thinking we're going to move on to some third round questions. So maybe the fast five. We'll see how it goes.
All right. I'm going to try and get a friend in here so I can pass the questions off. But, you know, we'll see how that goes.
You don't even need to pass it. You can work together in the next round.
Oh, all right. Good. All right, John. You have a great day. Thank you so much for calling, and we'll talk to you soon.
I will, Sarah. We'll talk to you next week.
021 and 105.3 The Shark.
Time for the $1,000 cash machine. Here's another code to enter into our station app to win cash.
Oh, no, my friend. Today, it's $10,000. Woo! Open up that Shark app. Enter 280. That's 280. Get that Shark app out, and you could win $10,000. 280. Your next code coming up at 9:30. Good luck.